Pasuk says in the stars, Hashem Elokeinu, and Nidlo Yisrael B'neinu Ad Olam. Lasois is called the Torah Azayis. Look, Rashi, Nokud Alonu L'Veneinu. There's dots over there. Lidroish Afal and Nidlois Le'onash is Harabim Ach Ovas Yardi. Shekibu Aleim Es Hashvua Ba'Griz Marevel. Ba'Griz Marevel M'Kabel the Briz M'Kabel the Shvua, and that's when people carrying responsible for other people. That's when we are responsible for the niglois lonul v'neinu dainu that koyis orem zel. That's when the concept of being responsible for other people and homish yesh ba limchais v'ne moichel nitzas b'yis avayim. So talk a little bit about some yoni of arvus, and particularly what happens if one person, you know, in order to be mighty somebody, you need to have to be a mechuyev b'davar. Someone's not mechuyev b'davar, can't be mighty somebody else. The question is, what about if for technical reason they can't do it? I mean, that's in the shaykh and the mitzvah, but in this particular situation, they don't have the mitzvah. What's called, is that called mechuyev b'davar? So this negeya, Mikra will talk about other inyanim of ben Eretz Yisrael and ben Chutz La'aretz. So the question was at the Guinness Vradim, he has a few simanim about Yibez Gimli Dalid, exchange between him and the Maram Mechaviv. What's his name? Baal Peis Yom Kippurim, Shamois Baaretz, Al Tiku Shamois Ol Hashemois. Kitzer. So Shai was a Kayin. Ben Eretz Yisrael is Chos Laaretz, and they don't have a Kayin. They need the Kaneinim to be Ari L'Duchen. So the question is, can a Kayin Ben Eretz Yisrael be Ari L'Duchen in Chutz La'aretz? Because for him, on Yantiv Sheini, but for him it's not Yantiv, and therefore he's diving in Tfilas Chol. The question is whether he can be Ari L'Duchen by Musaf. Zakta Guinness Vadim, that in order to be Ari L'Duchen, it has to be Mishas Avayda. The Gemara says, Kol Kol Yijin Ari L'Bavayda, Shubani Ari L'Duchen. Right, the Chayim have to be Oyla Beretzei, right? The Bracha Vavayda. And it says if it wasn't Oyla Beretzei, it can't be Oyla. Right? I always see Chayim running in the middle of Maridim to the Duchen. They really shouldn't. But there is a halacha, which is abused a little bit, I think, that if it was... And you have to know the problem. If you started going, Bavayda, even though you didn't get there... Before the Chasima, Master Shas Latzirin, then you can still be Ayla, as long as you started. But, okay. No, it's always a shayla. If he started and then he went back, you know, is that undo what he started going towards the Duchen, etc. It's like one guy drives me crazy. Like, Riyashi said, even like Ian Fury, it's the Milosh Menesrei. And he, like, jumped forward, Milosh Menesrei, that's cool, you started. This guy has a Shtender in front of him, a row of shtenders, right? So the chayiv you're jumping forward, that's not called starting because you can't go anywhere with that. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying. Kitzer, you need babay. Meila, the meila means another gemara, right? You need babay. The birchas kainim has to do with the fact with the fact that it's the birchas avayda. Meila, he says as well, gemara rashana, gemara is dan bal taisif. Yeah, so Gemara says if a kayin, if he adds a brach, he's already baltaisif. Right, kayin shouldn't say, I have a chance to give a bracha. I'll give a lot of brachas. Shem l'keisrael, akavaseichem yosef aleichem kelabar. He'll do this. He'll give the bishofech brachas over there. The Gemara says already baltaisif. So now. Says the Gemara, one second, the halacha, the mandamah that it says, in order to be Ari Bal Taisif, has to be Bizman. Bizman of the mitzvah. The Chayyur, once he finished, yeah, Yosmchashalim. So then it's not the Zman Mitzvah anymore. So Chayra, how's Yerei Bal Taisav? It's already past the Mitzvah. He finished the Bracha. If he adds it in the beginning, Mela. But if he adds it at the end, then Mela, he finished it. What's going on? So Gemara says, no. If you would find another Tzibur, then he can do it again. So it's still called Zimne. That's what Gemara says. Zot the Ginez Radim, we don't say over there that's Tav. Why need another Tzibur is davening, right? Why need another Tzibur is davening? Stop. So then he could give brachas all day. Elamai, no, that's not Brachas Chayinim. Stop to give brachas, yeah? Stam, you know, Kohen gives you bracha. Everyone says, you know, Birchas Kohen, right? I don't know if it's the mocker that bracha Kohen has more kayach than bracha. Is it Birchas Kohen? Is it? It does. Stam Kohen gives you bracha is a better bracha. I don't know. Anyway, Velzak Birchas Kohen. But Stam to go around giving brachas, right? So why need it if he finds another tzibur that doesn't have a kohen? Then it's called zimne because he'll be mevarach them. Stam, he'll be mevarach's friend. Elmai, no brachas kohenim is dafka by abayda. So you have to find another tzibur that's davening and terche de abayda you're going to mevarach them. So it's called zimne. It's called his man of your mitzvah still. His man of mitzvah hasn't finished yet. Mele shach batayis. So you see that brachas kohenim has to be connected to an abayda. And that's time. Christ the Baruch Mei Yisrael, just time. Oh. So Meili says, so why do we say, and this is really interesting, why do we say that if the Kohen finished davening, so Meili, that's why, so Yantiv Shein Shagolias, right? The Kohen is the Chutz Laretz. Right? For him, there is no Musa. Right? It's Yisrucha. Yeah? It's Yisrucha. So Mela, for him, is no Musa. So that means, for him, this is not Avaida B'chla. Right? It's not Shas Avaida. It's not Shas Tfil B'chla. So Mela, he says, so how could he say B'chla's Kain? It's missing in the requirements of Birchas Kohen. One of the requirements of Birchas Kohen is B'Shas Avayda. By him, it's not Avayda. You'll ask me, MK, what about the Kohen that finished davening already? Right? And now we say, strongly, it's Tzibur Achrino. So him, it's also not Avayda. Right? It's also not Avayda. How's Yerei Bal Taisav? So there, he says something very interesting, that this is Shikapella. He says, this is what we say, yeah? We know that you can't do tefillas and daven Shabbos, right? He said, he brings out a riff. Riff says that Riff says that you can't bring oil on Shabbos. So you can't bring carbon oil on Shabbos. You can't daven either. Riff's up the riff. No, because like Ness said, why can't you bring a nadav on Shabbos? It's a problem of Chol Shabbos, right? For carbon tzibur is a heter, yeah. Yom Yifel b'Shabbos, the will have the fill b'Shabbos, yeah. But a carbon adava, there's no heter. He's not the shechita. He did malach Shabbos for no reason. But tefillah, you know, tefillah is connected. Karban is up the riff, right? But in tefillah, there's no malacha. There's not a problem with the etzim. A carbon dove is not shy after Shabbos. That's what shy comes to dove and Shabbos on the other day. Elamai, there's a technical problem since there's no heter, so there's a chol Shabbos. But in here you can have a keg in here too. When you have a dove, which is right, a tefillah is a dove, he says not a problem. L'maisa, this is a big stretch because l'alacha we say not like that. L'maisa we say that you can't bring you don't dive until it's dove and Shabbos. And that's enough gemina l'moshel l'gabe tashlumin comes out enough gemina as a shayla in certain cases of tashlum where it's machlaikis, yeah, where it's tashlum but you can't fix up like it was the erev Shabbos, right? And you forgot mincha, so you dive my erev and Shabbos, you're not going to say Rosh Chodesh, right? Next day it's not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is brachas, yeah. So Shabbos is Tashlumin, and Chag Rishayim is Tashlumin. So the Paiskim say that on Shabbos, so no, but it's Paiskim, the Meshuchrar says, you should do it Tefillah is not this way you cover yourself. Manushach, it'll be okay, right? But on Shabbos, you can't do Tefillah is not so if you use Rosh Chodesh, it's Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, you can't be Mashlim. You can't say that Tefillah is not Shlomim. We don't do Tefillah is not Shabbos. So, Akman the Guinness brought them, he quotes from the Rif. Right, you know, the early Achron, Craig quotes him all the time. And Mela, he's not, he nine is with the riff that says you could daven Tefillah is not on Shabbos. And Mela, even on Shabbos, a Kayin who already did Birkos Kayinim, and he goes to another minion, right, and there's no kindness, and ask him to go up to give him the bracha, he could do that. By him, it's not a Vaida. Him, it's not a, he finishes the Vaida already. So why is it different in the Chutz La'aretz? So we say it's not a Vaida, he can't do it. Teretz is, because that's Mikub Davin Tolzendav, so it's considered Shas Vaida, because he could Davin Tolzendav. That's the Cheshbin of the Guinness Vradim, and if we pass him, the Kayin, Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz cannot be Ayla Duchen. Why? Because he's missing an absolute requirement of Birkos Kayin, which is that's be B'Shas Abayit. That's why.
Someone's already done a mitzvah, and that must be somebody else. That's different because he's someone who's more creative than the mitzvah. Is that
why? No, but he's saying over here is a technical problem. It has to be B'Shas Abayit. So not.
It's just the other guy.
Yeah, but. But I'm. See, over here, the question is by Birkos Kayinim, I'm not being mighty then. We'll see about that later. It's a shy about that. It's a machlokes about that. It's a shy about that. By Birkos Kayinim, whose mitzvah is it? The Pashtus, it's the Kayin's mitzvah. He's not being mighty then. He's doing the mitzvah. So it has to be Shas Avayda for him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not right. I'm being mighty to you, then we go according to your set of circumstances, not necessarily mine. Okay? Now. Yes, because since you could daven still, you could daven Tefillah is not Shlomim. It's called still Shas Avayda. I could still daven now. If I could still daven, that's called Shas Avayda. That's what he wants to say. Hashem ki chutz la'aretz, I can't daven. I can't daven. There's no framework for Tefillah is not Shlomim.
Not Musaf, but he doesn't
daven. Okay, but this Birkos Kayinim Musaf. Now,
what type of secondary are we
blasting? Right. So as I started talking, I was thinking, because it's Chol Moed, but he's also he also has Musaf. That's why I said Yisrochai. Okay. Now, the Maram Ibn Chaviv in the Tshuva over there in Simin Yud Gimel, so he argues. And he says, no, he could be mighty that. He could say Birkos Kayinim. He wants to bring a raya that you don't need avayda. What's the whole Guinness for? You need avayda. He says, no, avayda is not ma'akev. Haray, the Gemara says, Ben Bukhri says, that, this is interesting, Shach Matara, the Kayinim are not chayiv in the Shkolam. Yeah? So Chayram Kain, what was Shkolam are used for? For the Kabbanis. Yeah? That means they no shaykh is teravayda. That's what he wanted to say in the beginning, right? They don't have a chelik of the kabbanis of the musaf, right? So Cain, how does he have to do Birkos Kayinim? So you see that you don't need avayda. You see that you don't need avayda because he never has a chelik in the kabbanis. Yeah. Actually, from that there's a discussion because he doesn't have a chelik of the kabbanis, cover musaf. The discussion, the Achrayim, he was Tur Yevin, that discusses whether or not a Kayin could daven Musaf. Can a Kayin daven Musaf? He's not a Baruch Yehu because he doesn't have the carbon. Okay, there's a discussion about that. Now, the Ma'is he could. But anyway, he says, oh, then he says, no, it's a silly riot. Why? Because a Kayin, Jew, let's bona get doesn't have a chelik in the kabbanis. Others argue. That's what comes to davening Musaf. Others say, no, even if it's not chayiv in shkolim, Avadi has a chelik in the kabbanis. It can't be that a Kayin doesn't have a chelik in the kabbanis. He has a chelik in the kabbanis. So that's a discussion by itself. Even Ram Chaviv himself says, one second, say it. So he doesn't have a chelik in the kabbanis. He's doing that. He's been makar the carbon, right? So you can't say it's not Shas Avayda for him because he doesn't have a chelik in the carbon. Mashlom, it's not Elcha Shas Avayda, God of Mizu. He's doing that Avayda, right?
But even though this time might not.
Say, but it's shayach, it's shas avayda, shayach avayda, shayach ter avayda. I mean, now the he brings down another eye. You see, it's not ma'akev. At least the shas avayda, this tenai avayda is not an integral tenai for this kind of. So he brings a raya from a kayin that comes to shul, emil ma'idim, yeah, emil ma'idim. So Marie Kash says he could be Oyel Ladoch. And he came after Avayin, he came after Itzei. Right? But he wasn't there. He wasn't there, he didn't go up. Right? So this is what Mara says, that if you were there and you didn't go up, you can't go up anymore. That's Dafka. You were there, you didn't go up. But if you were in there, Bechlal, it's not a problem. Yeah? Oh. So he wants to be grinding from there, you see that. It's not makav. If you hold avoid the shas avoid is makav, then who cares if you weren't there? So if you need avoida. If avoida, you know, this kind comes together with avoida, right? They quote in the beginning. The pasuk says, "By Ari, by Yarad, my masoys the first time by Mulum, he's Yarad for the avoida, he's mevarach them." If you say that is the essence of Bilz Kainim, then you didn't became a late, you know. Okay. Another raya where they done this, an interesting tushtel, and that is in the Gabe Megillah. Because it says, the Gabe Megillah says, that we all know that the first mission of Mesechus Megillah knows that there's a few zmanim to read Megillah, right? The Bnei Krochim read the Megillah and Tesvav. But Ayaras Gedolah is really down. The Kfar Maknim, the Yem Maknisa, Hidolf, Minal, Vibes, and Yidgimel, depending on the situation. So now, the question is, when the Bnei Kfarim come into the Ayaras Gedolah, from Rick Magulu, who's reading it for them? So Rashi says that the Ben Ir is reading the Megillah for the Bnei Kfarim. They're village people, they're not very learned. And therefore, the Bnei here are reading the Megillah there. Now, the other Rishonim argue, and they say, no, we do what the Shalmi says, that a Ben Krach cannot, meaning a Ben Tezvav, cannot read, let's say in our terms, a Yishlaimer cannot read the Megillah for some of Beit Shemesh. Right, because that's called Ein Mechuyev B'Davar. Let's say he's in Beit Shemesh and Yedalid. Whatever reason, a situation where he doesn't become Chayev Megillah Yedalid, he cannot read the Megillah in Beit Shemesh because he's not a Mechuyev B'Davar. Today is not his Kriya. So Meila Huadin, the Ben Yedalid cannot read for the Ben Kvar who's reading it in Yud Aleph Yebeis and Yigim. Now, Chari can answer for Rashi, and maybe the difference, because that's even the Ben Kfar, that's means he's Chayv Megillah of Yedalit. Elamai, they said, the Megillah of Yedalit, you can mark the Miyai Maknisa. For whatever reason, Chazal said that the villages, they don't always come into the city, so they come in, we let them read it early. But that's in the Kriya of Yedalit, Mashengen, Tezvav, and Yedalit, the Bnei Yir, and the Bnei Krach, the Yishlaimer and the Bnei Braker, they're different Chiyuv Mechla. Al Kapanim, but we have Mechayg Yishayim, right? If someone bets Mishayach to the mitzvah, Narvas, Yishayach the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, right? Elamai, but not now, right? So there's that called a Bar Chiyuv Anat. So Meila, Zok the Maram Ibn Chaviv, then who adin l'nyaneinu? The shayla of a Ben Eretz Yisrael and a Ben Chutz La'aretz. So this could be not only get Bilz Kainim, this could get other things also, we'll see. Okay? Can be Kiddush, right? Can a Ben Eretz Yisrael be Ma'itzi Ben Chutz La'aretz Kiddush? This could be very Nagel Ma'isa, right? If someone has seminary girls over for second day, and there's no kiddush to make a meal for them, right? And girls, don't like making kiddush, whatever. So let's say, can you make kiddush for her? Right? That's really the shaila. Are you considered? The halacha is Af b'shiyatza ma'itzi. That's arvus. Even though you already yaitzed the mitzvah, you can make it if someone else that wasn't yaitzed yet. Even though you already yaitzed. That's the din of arvus. Af b'shiyatza ma'itzi. So the question is that going to be the same thing over here? That bet's the person's mechuyev in kiddush, but not right now. Right? It's ready. So the Maram in Mechaviv wants the Shnol Tzul to the Mechaikis Rashi and the Ran, the Gabe, whether a Ben Kfar, Ben Irk, you might see Ben Kfar, that's the same thing, the Gabe, a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Ben Chutz Laretz. So he wants to say that the Shal of the Kain, he will be telling that Mechaikis. Okay, the next. Like this, I'll leave for now. What? Yeah, the Ginnis Rodim said you need Shas Nevoid, you can't do it. The Maram Chaviv wants to say the Kohen could, but at this point, though, he brings in this Machlaikis. He wants to tell him Machlaikis, Rashi and the Ran, whether what the gather of Baruch Yuv is. You need a Baruch Yuv in the general mitzvah in order to be might see someone else? Or you have to be Baruch Yuva in what you're doing right now. Okay, so that's a shayla. Ben Kfar Ben Ir. The Ben Kfar Ben Ir is Chai from Megillah, just like the Ben Kfar. But right now, it's Yeralev, he bays the Gimel. It's not his time to read the Megillah. So that's, is he Ben Chayuva? He's not a Baruch Yuva. Right? Same thing, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz. It's the second day Yom Tov. But actually, he's Mechuyim in Kiddush. The general mitzvah of Kiddush, he is a Baruch Yuva. Nervous right now, not. Same thing that he wants to have a kain, which we'll see that might have to show whether the kain is being mighty them or not. But now, okay, he also wants to tell the machlekes the tour and the Rav Nosson he calls the Gabe Shatz, that's not fasting. Could he say an Enu? Right? He could be a Shatz if he's not fasting. Can't say an Enu. But over there it's Mashmah, the Shaila is more else than Nusach. Because he doesn't say B'yom Tanisi, he says B'yom Tanis Hazet. The Marim Machov wants to say that Shaila, that's the Shaila. The Chaz is not fasting. Right? Can you say an Enu? Can you say an Enu? B'yom Tanis Hazet, right? And then you say B'yom Tanis, him is not a Tanis. So that would be the same shayla, but there it sounds like it wouldn't be a problem. The only problem is because he can't say that the shayla is. He can't say yem a tainus. Him is not a tainus. Now being mighty because the Torah says he could say why. He's not saying yem tainisi. He's saying yem tainus. It is a yem tainus, right? But it sounds like that was the issue, not so much al still being mighty. Okay. Anyway, we made another shayla. All right, we'll leave the next one. I have Kippur, got a Mila to say the bracha, the Geffen, and the woman, the Yoled, so we'll leave that. Now, the Maskana of the Maram Ibn Chaviv is that the Ben Eretz Yisrael, Kayin, Ben Eretz Yisrael, could be Ayla Duchen for Bnei Chos Laretz. Not only that, and here's an interesting shayla. He could also be might see them in tefillah. So him, right? He might see them in tefillah. Same deal, because he's machriya, like the Ran, not like Rashi. I think most of Shem talk all of that. And the Ben, I'm sorry, not like Rashi. The Ben here could be might see the Ben Kvar. Meilovir also the Ben Chutzla, Ben Eretz Yisrael. He might see the Ben Chutzla. Right? You could also have a shayla for carrot. We'll see about that also. Can be kriyas atayra. Yeah? This could be can a Ben Eretz Yisrael be mighty the Bnei Chutz Laretz in kriyas atayra? And the other way, let's say it's Shabbos and the Bnei Chutz Laretz it's Shabbos Yom Tov and they have kriya of Yom Tov. And for us, it's already Isra Chag, and it's a regular Shabbos. Yeah, can the Ben Chutz Laretz be the Balkari? Can the Ben Chutz Laretz be the Balkari? Because for him, his kriya is the kriya Yom Tov today. It's Yom Tov Sheni. So we'll get to that. Agapan, the Maran Mechaviv says, not only can the Kohen be Ayla Duchen, the Ben Eretz is the Kohen Ben Eretz Yisrael, but the Ben Eretz Yisrael can also daven the Yom Tov davening, and we might see them in their davening. Pilaployim. He says, one second, but how can he say Mekai Shal Vazmanim, and him it's not Yom Tov? Right? So he brings down, and here I think it's the Gerer Rotman's point before. We'll see in a minute. Right, Bilan Radvaz, fascinating Radvaz. And Radvaz says, the Neretz Yisrael, I'm Gilim Mitzrayim, Mamish Nishayla, the Yom Tov. Yeah, they came to Mitzrayim, Radvaz was living in Mitzrayim, Gidur. Right? He says, I now live in Mitzrayim, okay. And I'm also, you know, I live in Mitzrayim. Puzzle, yes, he says, normally you should daven Tefillas Chol on his own, right? Obviously. Just because, you know, what do we say? Why? Aim a shine of Machlaikis, right? A Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz can't do Melacha before Hesia, right? No, actually, Melacha is always the best. You can't do anything, right? Unless it could be explained that it's not a Melacha. But, so the question is, what about which tefillah he's daven? Why say maybe with them because he can't change, right? He has to be like them. So what about davening? He said, okay, with them machlekes, you're not going to say he should make a bracha batala, right? He has to daven his tefillah. His tefillah is a tefillah chol, not a tefillah yamdin. Yeah. I remember when I first started keeping, one day he was actually in America, and. I remember I was speaking to someone, and I told him that it's not him one day. He said, oh, now I know why your davening took so long. You know, I was dying with the chutznik, they're dying with davening. I was dying with the whole davening. So, Kitzur, she says, Mela, Zotra advise, Mela, there's no reason daven feels yomtiv. Oh, he says, Ainsvar Laima. Yeah. Oh. So he says this. But there's not a problem in the fact that he has a problem with Stam. Why should you young Rosh Menestre? But he has no problem with the Nuskhar Bracha. He says, why? He says, Anam Bakim Gidyarcha, right? We know it's not really Yomtiv, right? And still we say, Yukai Shalva's man, it's not Yomtiv. How could every Chutzlar, the same guys, it's not really Yomtiv, right? He says, Elamai. You make a bracha, because Baruch Hu Kadosh Lo Zmanim. What's Shlach? You're not Baruch Hashem. Hashem Hu Kadosh Lo Zmanim. Not necessarily that's today. So, talk to my Rambam Chaviv. You see, there's not a problem inside the Nusach. The Ma'isa, Shnuka Pella. The whole Ravaz is Shnuka Pella. Because first of all, Harei the Pasht Teretz is Chazal Masakin. Many of us ain't Bideinu. You have to keep the days young, right? The chutzlar, you have to keep the days. Mitkaras chamin, you have to keep the days. So meila, midraban, it's young. So what's shver mekash shalav zmanim? For ben chutzlar, it's same mekash shalav zmanim. It's not a problem. It's a young midraban. Or a pelotzim. Yeah. And the Bissidi says the Islam can make a bracha mekash shalav zmanim. It's McCain. So every time he gave a skech bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kain Emel Chalom, Shakol Niyam Dvarei, Pilaployim. Right? It's why is a bracha atalim, right? Why is Baruch Atah? You take an apple. Mamish, red, delicious apple. Or Victor Miller's whole, right? I described the bracha. You're supposed to look at the apple you're making the bracha. Right? Very pre-AIDS, right? So chayra, it's Baruch Atah, right? With all your good intentions. Oh, Amai said there is a... What?
Someone else
needs
it here.
No. He's talking about the Ben Chutzlar of how he say Mekadosh Lo Zmanim. And then this is the other point. The Shal Maram Mechaviv, the Chayyar, they can have the point you mentioned before. If we might see them, even though for him, it's not Kash Dazmanim, but since Al Tzaravis, and they have a Chiv at the same Kash Dazmanim, so Al Tzaravis, Kilu, he has a Chiv at the same Kash Dazmanim. So therefore, that's why it shouldn't be a problem with the Nusach. Not like the Radvaz, because Tamazay is not a problem with the Nosach. The Teretz, so again, for they themselves, Pashn is it's not a problem, because they have a Chiyam, they're Rabbanan. It's not a Kash, why can't you say Kash, we're Bekim, we know that it's really not Yomtiv. Teretz, the Chazal said, even though we know it's not Yomtiv, Chazal said, you have to keep Yomtiv, they're Rabbanan, it's Yomtiv. It's Rabbanan, it's Yomtiv, you have to say Kash, what's the question? The whole Radvaz is a Pella. And what Maram Chaviv says, the male is not a problem of me being mighty then, so Viter. Once it's not a problem by them, so for me, the fact that it's not Yom for me, but since it's Dina Aravus, Kaisal Ramzal is it. And the Ran and Roshana says, yeah, what's the gather of Aravus? The gather, well, how can I be mighty? You have to show mighty because of Aravus, so what? Kaisal Ramzal is it. Says the Ran, what's the longest? What's the fart? Because since I have a responsibility for you, and since if you didn't do it yet, yeah, Abishyot's a mighty. I was ready, yeah, it's how can I mighty you? Teretz is, because since you didn't do it yet, it's as if I didn't do it yet. I wasn't with Yetz Machiev yet. Why? Because I'm Arabist for you. So, Mel, I can do it for you. It's like I still have a Chiev to do that, right? So, Mel over here also, Ben Ezer Al Chutzlar, and say it all, since I'm Arabist, Kilo, he's Machiev now. So, Mel, you can say, what's the problem?
Who says it's
a time
of Arabist?
What?
Who says it's a time of Arabist?
I'm saying it. The b'maisa, the guy with the shayla, the chayra, if Cain's no bracha matala, the maisa, there is a chayadam, chal hey. Chayadam asks his kasha. He says, how can you say, hey, what's bracha matala, right? As a shema kechatira, right? As a shema kechatira, as a bracha matala, shema shmael matala, right? Chasan yishmael. But here, mamash being with Shbech Hashem, with all the slavas and everything, that's chasan yishmael. I'm saying Hashem is unbelievable. Hashem created an unbelievable world, right? Zod Chayadim, Echanami. So the Bracha Matala is only when it's there of Zilzim. Chish Chayadim. No, it could be the Gael Chayadim, because when we make a Bracha Misafik, because it's not Allah, when we make a Bracha Misafik, we say, Zod Bracha Misafik, Chash Bracha Matala. Yeah? Zod Bracha Misafik, Chash Bracha Matala. I'm doing Misafik, I'm not doing there of Zilzim. I'm doing it because I have Misafik, right? Akpam the Chayadam and the Radvaz, this Radvaz the right and Chayadam, and we make a bracha, and you bring a Shbech Kesh Baruch Hu, it's not a problem bracha at all. Okay. I will skip to the bush. Oh, the Maisa. This that the Maram Im Chaviv, yeah, he was Medama, Birchas Kayanim to the Shatz. He says, the Kayan, and he's told to the whole thing of Arabas, right? Just as that Ban Ir, you might see the Ben Kfar, because of Arabas. So here also, the Kayan, Ben Eretz Yisrael, and the Shatz, Ben Eretz Yisrael, Kedavin, the Birchas Kayan, all that. Says the in the following tshuva, the Ginez Radim hits him back, and he says, what are you talking about? By davening, and by brachas, and by Kriyas Megillah, so there's a concept of Arvis. Yeah? Hapish Yatsa Maitzi. It's the Arvis. Since you're Chayim, I can do it for you. Right? That's Arvis. Mashenke, by Birchas Kayanim, what does Birchas Kayim have to do with Arabs? The Chiyav Birchas Kayim is a Chiyav on the Kayim. So, what are you telling me that the Shatz, let's see what I say, yeah? The Radvaz says you could be a Shatz, yeah? The Radvaz says you could be a Shatz, but Ben Eretz could be a Shatz of Chutz La'aretz, yeah? Very nice. Because it's Arabs. Yes, you might say them in davening. Wonderful. Because of that, you say that a kayin could be mighty, could say chutz la'aretz, even though by him it's not a vayda. Where's Arabis by Birchas Kayanim? What kind of Arabis? By Birchas Kayanim, whose mitzvah is it? It's the kayin's mitzvah, Baruch Hayyashal. So he has no mitzvah over here. By him it's not a vayda, so he has no mitzvah. Good is a vayda by them. So what? But it mitzvah is his. It's his mitzvah, not their mitzvah. He's not being mighty then. Isaiah Frank, the Guinness Vodim, it's a huge kasha on the Maram Chaviv. also from the Gedalia Gedalia. Oh, but Maisa, this question is really a very big question. What is the geder of the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim? More particularly, what is the chelik of the Yisrael in Birkas Kohanim? Does Yisrael just like sit there and be pretty, or is he just, he's the one's getting the bracha, or betzem he has shaykes to the mitzvah? So, famous beralocha in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis Kapayim, some Reish Chav Ches, brings down Charedim. Sefer Charedim says that Yisrael hamizbarech, he's bechlal the mitzvah. He writes, but he writes over there, if you sit there and you're listening, be mekabel the bracha, you bechlal the mitzvah. Not if you're sitting there and you're reading the alon, the latest alon that's on the table, or you're looking at the sefer, or you're shmoozing your friend, or you're looking at your smartphone, you're checking your email. If you do that, then you're not bechlal the bracha. I don't know if you bechlal the aror, maybe you bechlal the aror also, not just not bechlal the bracha. But you bechlal the bracha. It's mashma. There is a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be nizbarech. However, the Ritva in the Flamin Aleph in Sukkah says the Beferish not like that. He says, "Lech lemeimer." I'm not going to where he's talking about. Lech lemeimer is lazechem is lashin. The lech chiyuv Yisrael is barech. Mitzvah the kayin hu. The Ritva says very clearly that the mitzvah says kapayim has absolutely nothing to do with Yisrael. They're just the subject of the bracha. They get the benefit of the bracha. They get the benefit of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah per se is for the kainim to be mbarech by Yisrael, not for Yisrael to be misbarech al yidei the kain. Now, lemaisa, this machlokes l'chayra goes weiter also. This is an important idea over here, which is not all that known, I think. Is Reb Kveger, the machlokes is Reb Kveger and his son-in-law. I guess not always, you know. Craig is son-in-law, but who's Craig is son-in-law? Some cipher. So here it wasn't Mechleikis, it was the Shem Shemai. Anyway, the Gemara over there says, we mentioned the Gemara before, right? That Beres Kainim, Shaykh Bal Taisim, it's called Zimne. Why is it called Zimne? Because if it's Matzah, Tzibar Achrina, that's called Zimne. You could still do Beres Kainim, it's called Shaykh Bal Taisim, because the time of the mitzvah hasn't finished because you can find another tzibah. Zog Taisis. Zog Taisis, Taisis Medama, the Gemara, so what about a shatz? Look, I mean, Kia Schaefer. Yeah? So Zog Taisis, shatz gets here. Also, you know, he already blew. He already finished. Right? He wants to be Maisa and then be Bal Taisis. Right? Now, so what do we say? Is it Zimne or not? Yes, okay. Just we said by the kind of Zimne, why? If you find another tzibur, he'll be mevarach for them. So also this guy also the shat. If you find another tzibur, he'll be mevarach for them. Yeah, he'll bol shayfer for them. So it's called Zimne. That's Taisus. So Reb Kveger, what are you talking about? What's the tushda? By birchas kainim, whose mitzvah is it? It's the kain's mitzvah, right? And he finds another tzibur. Who's getting the mitzvah of Birchas Kayanim? The Kayan. So the Kayan, being Mivarach, a different Sibur, it's considered Zimne, because it's still the time of his mitzvah. So Melech, he's having Bal Taisif the first time he adds brachas. Mashenkin says to Kreger, by Tia Shaifer, if the Shatz finds another minion that didn't hit Shaifer yet, we find the Yachad didn't hit Shaifer yet, and he blows for him. Who's mitzvah? Who's getting the mitzvah here? The shatz was already out. He's not getting any mitzvah. He got mitzvah chesed, gevaldik. But whose mitzvah is it? It's a tzibur's mitzvah. They didn't hear shayfer yet. So why is it called Zimnei of the Shatz? It's Zimnei of them. By Birchas Kain, it's Zimnei because it's his mitzvah. So the time of the Kain's Birchas mitzvah hasn't finished yet because you can find another tzibur. So his man of mitzvah, Birchas Kainim, has not finished yet. Mashenk and Mashayfer, his man of mitzvah has finished. Once he blew the 9 Kailas Midaraisa, the 30 Kailas Meb Jabanan, whatever it is, yeah, that's it. It's over. Yeah, this that he finds the seed, but he's Mavar, he's making bowl for them, he's bowling for them, not for himself. Now, comes along Chaim Sofer, he says, no. The Ibn Bechus Kayanim, he says, it's a mitzvah. Ibn Bechus Kayanim is the mitzvah of the Tzibur. And still we say that's called Zimnei, because for the Tzibur it's a mitzvah, man, that's enough, it's considered Zimnei for the Kayan. So too, by Tiesha. So we have a fundamental machlekes over here, the chayr between the Haredim and the Ritva, even though there's a Dvar of Ram and wants to make shalom between the Haredim and the Ritva. But Pashas Machlekes Haredim and the Ritva, Pashas Machlekes Rufeger and the Chassam Sofer, whether or not by Pirkas Kainim is a mitzvah on the Kahal to be Mizbarech, or the mitzvah is really just on the Kayin to do the Brach.
Tell it's mitzvah
kal.
What do
you mean? You're right,
it's on
the
came
to
the
tzibur. But it's also in the kai. Certainly through the charaid, and it's also mitzvah kai. Shall we? It's also mitzvah kal. Kais vach bei Israel. It's not. So then I mean the Chassam Sofer, then the Chassam Sofer doesn't have a taina. Because if it's also the Kain, then what's the Sushal of the Chia Sofer? The fact that it's also the Kal, so what? Maybe that's not why it's Zimnei. Zimnei Al Tzizchi and Al Zerchi, you have to follow the Chassam Sofer. But the Pasha Pasha is the Chiyam and the Kain also. Shadow where it's also the Chiyam and the Kal. You have what? Arabas? No. So we say there's Arabas, exactly. Right, that's what I'm saying. So the this Shaila, again, the Guinness brought takes the Ram Ibn Khalif to task. How can you shtel to the Radvaz, it says by Tfila that Ben Israel might see who did the Bible's kind. No to shtel. If you say that is the Chiman Tzim, and you're being Maitzi, then you can make the Tzush. That was exactly what the Guinness, what we're saying here. Now, okay, La Locha, whether or not Ben Yitzchok, you might see Ben Choslaris, we have a Machlekes here, B'doy La'ilam, the Guinness Radim, and the Maram Ibn Chadir. So Maisa, Kveger, in Simon Tav Tzadiva, which is the Simon of Yom Tov Sheni, so he brings down the Guinness Radim, and it sounds like he's not the Lalach, at least to Machmir, to say that a Ben Eretz Yisrael can't be Meitzi Mechutz Laretz. He's not considered a Baal Chayuva. He's Mitzayin over there when he writes in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, and there it's in Hilchos Megillah, and there Fagin says even Bigachit. Because they were talking about, listen to this. It says, someone who knows Ashuris, he knows Hebrew, and he knows a different language, knows English. Yeah? So then the halacha is, for him to be Yaitz Mikra Megillah, he has to read in Hebrew. Some that only knows English, he can read the Megillah in English. Some that knows Hebrew and English, he has to read the Megillah in Hebrew. Now, what about, you have this guy, he's American Israeli, knows Hebrew and English. Can he be Maitzi, an American that doesn't know Hebrew, in reading the Megillah in English? Dr. McFager, that no, since Lamaisa, he himself cannot be Yaitse with this Kriya, so it's cool, he's not Baruch Yuva in this Kriya. In other words, the Chayitzin is a huge Kiddush, right? It's not a Ben Ir, being Yaitse Ben Krach, it's not his day, right? Today is Yadalit, is chayiv in kriya. But since he can't be yaitza mikra megillah al yedei this particular type of kriya, Mamela can't be mitzi either. That's called the reinat bar chayuv. So Mamela kolshkein by ben eretz yisrael in chutz laretz, with him it's b'chal ha-yamtiv, then certainly Rav Krager is telling us that we should be machmir like the Ginnis Radim and not like the Maran Ibn Chavid. Oh, so Meila in the Sefer Yom Shenik L'Chasai, so it says Rabbi Fried from Dallas, his father, and he reads that from Zalman that Ben Eretz Yisrael Taka should not be Mekadosh Nei Kiddush for Ben Chutz Laretz. So the seminary goes, you have to make your own Kiddush. The Behemet Chol, there's no Kiddush. Not only that, even in Chutz Laretz, he reads that from Yashiv that Ben Eretz Yisrael cannot be Maitzi Ben Chutz Laretz in Kiddush. I mean, not like the Mabina, because the Mabina has an interesting spot. The Mabina Tain is, he has a Bshara. He says, depends. Yeah? Baisai. A Ben Chuslar is an Eretz Yisrael, and wants a Ben Eretz Yisrael to Maitzi Makiddish. So then the Mabina says, over there, he can't be Maitzi. Hashem Kain, a Ben Eretz Yisrael Chuslar, Ben Eretz Yisrael Chuslar, could be Maitzah in Kiddush. What's the difference? So he said like this. There's a Reb Krager, I bring down soon, the Reb Krager that's Mesupik. What happens if a guy wasn't Mekabel Shabbos? He wants to Maitzah someone in Kiddush who's ready to Mekabel Shabbos. And someone making early Shabbos, and the Mekadosh was not Mekabel Shabbos. He's not making early Shabbos. This Negeya. It's a yes and a true child about it. There are people that are volunteers in hospital, right? And you have to go around. Some people are bedridden. They can't go to the dining to hear Kiddush. So people go around and make Kiddush for them. Problem is, the person, the hospital, the Shaar Tzedek, he lives in Ramat Eshkol. It's a long walk, right? So he doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos. So the question is, can he make Kiddush? You know, make it early. They make early Shabbos. Usually, they eat early anyway in the hospital. Make it early Shabbos, and then I'm not. Then make it early Shabbos. Now, question: can you be mighty to them in Kiddush, right? And then hop in a cab and go home, right? Can you do that or not? So, Craig is a subject. His side is, and maybe it's kochar yinar bar chiyuv. It's not Shabbos for you. Yinar bar chiyuv. It's not Shabbos. Elamai, Zakir Kvager, but since you could be Mekabel Shabbos right now, if you wanted to, you could be Mekabel Shabbos right now, so maybe that would be enough to make you a Baruch Yuba. In fact, you could be Mekabel Shabbos. That's Kvager's suffering. So Meila Zakir Mebina. He says that even though Craig is Mesupik, he brings down. Who does he bring down? Second. So, Agapanim, I'll show you some of the argues. He's Parish Kriyas Safik. He says the fact that you could become Chayiv that makes you Baruch Yuv. You could become Baruch Yuv. Makes you Baruch Yuv. The male he says like this: a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz. A Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz could be mighty. Why? Let's say he decide he's moving to Chutz Laretz. The guy came to Mitzrayim, said Egypt's good, he's staying in Egypt. Yeah? What's the din? He has to keep 2 days. In the middle of the second day, Yontif. You decide, wow, life's great here. I'm here. Sabbath, he has to keep 2 days. Right? So therefore, he could become Mechuyev. And he says that the case of the Marabim Mechaviv was dafka like that. This thing he says, you might see, is dafka like that. Now, Shankin, he says, a ben Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, you might see Ben Chutz Laretz. The Ben Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael that decides that he's leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz Laretz. He doesn't become Ben Chutz Laretz. You don't become a Ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael. Even though you decide you're going to move to Chutz Laretz, right now you're Ben Eretz Yisrael. Right now you're in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't become a Ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael. So Meila, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and once you might see a Ben Chutz Laretz who's also in Eretz Yisrael, that he couldn't do according to Mibina. Shankain, if he's a Chutz Laretz, then he could be might see the Bnei Chutz Laretz. Why? Because technically, he could become a Ben Chutz Laretz. But Ma'aser Rabbi Yashiv, Paskin Feresh, according to the Yom Shein Kol Chasai, Rabbi Yashiv Paskin Zahedya, not like the Rabbina. He says even a Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's a Chutz Laretz, cannot be mighty the Bnei Chutz Laretz in Kiddush or in anything else. Now, question is, what? The Maisa, Kahar Zakin, Yashim Shah Zalambolt said, Ben Yisrael can be made to Ben Chutzlaretz in Kiddush. Yashim said, Rosham Zalambolt, he made it. I don't know if Rosham Zalambolt is not Messiahas to the Chil between whether you're here or there. Rabbi Yashiv is, and that's the pshat. If you can't, that Ben Eretz Yisrael cannot be mighty, Ben Chutz Laretz in Kiddush. Craig was chayish for Giddush brother. Craig wanted Giddush brother, but that seems to be halacha. Yeah, Maram Mechaviv not like that. For Maisa, it seems that most Pesachim are telling us that Ben Eretz Yisrael cannot be mighty, Ben Chutz Laretz. Now, what about Gavin Aliyah? Okay, Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz get an Aliyah on Yom Tov. So here, there's a Shvus Yankiv that says it could get an Aliyah. It says you can hack oil in Zion, even cut an Isha, either not Mechuyiv. Still, it could be oil. So maybe we'll order over here. But what?
Would it make a difference if it's Thursday? Either way, it would be.
Oh, so Shaila, what about if it's Shabbos? Yeah, if Yom Tov Sheni is Shabbos. So there, even though he holds that you can't on Yom Tov, you can't get an Aliyah, but on Shabbos you could. Listen to the Svar from Maisha. Look at Maisha. Even though the Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz, yeah. And the Kriya of Shabbos, Yom Tov Sheni, is not the Kriya of Shabbos, it's the Kriya of Yom Tov. They just divide up the seven Aliyahs. Ramela, Abba Zakar Maisha, still, it's cool that you have a Chiyah of Kriya Taira. Because that's in the Chiyah of Kriya Taira and Shabbos is not that you have a Chiyah of Kriya to read this parasha. You have a Chiyah to read parasha that's solving this week. No, that's in the Chiyah of Kriya Taira to read half seven Aliyahs in Shabbos. Right? It's Hare in Marava, they did it every 3 years. Right? They didn't finish Torah every year. It took them 3 years to finish Torah. They had it split up, they had the parish split up differently. So Mela, we do it every year. Say it. But you see from there that it's not an absolute chiyuv, that this is the parasha, this week's parasha. Yeah, this week's parasha. It's not really this week's parasha. That's just the way they divide it up. But Batsim, you have a Chiyuv Kriya Taira independent of that particular Kriya. So Mezal Kamaisha, the Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, his yaitzes the chi of Kriyas Taira, even if they're reading the parasha of the Yom Tov. Now, Lagabe being a Balkaira, what about Lagabe being a Balkaira? Can Ben Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlars, be a Balkaira? On Yom Tov Sheni. So that's when we can't get an Aliyah, when it's Yom Tov, not Shabbos. What about can it be a Balkaira? So, again, in Yom Tov Sheni, the Chazon says, Ben Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlars, cannot be a Balkaira on Yom Tov Sheni. Because he has no Chiyuv Kriyas Taira B'chal. But the Ben Chutz La'aretz is an Eretz Yisrael. So, what if Yom Tov Sheni is Shabbos? So his Chi of Kriyas Taira is a Kriya of Yom Tov. Right? So here is a Hibin Amsak Pesham Zalman that he could. Hibin Amsak Pesham Zalman that he could. That since he's Fard Chayiv in a Kriya, yeah? He's far chayiv in a kriya. So Meila, even though he's not chayiv in this kriya, he's not chayiv in the kriya of whatever parashat is. He's just chayiv in a kriya today. You know, it's a different kriya. It's you not considered Baruch Yuva any kriya.
That work on
Monday.
What? That work on Monday.
What?
If your machine just falls out on Monday,
I guess so. Same thing, yeah. Now.
Less
aliyahs, huh?
There's less aliyahs in Yom Tov also. Only 500.
Now, the shot like this, though, because the shot, what's the svar exactly? You're shtickle bar chiyuva, what is it exactly? But my answer, there's another angle over here, and this really brings us to the important shayla. Now, what is the gather, what is the Balkaira's job in Kriyas Taira? Is he being mighty? Is he being mighty the tzibur in Kriya or not? Zogem Maisha, Chiv Kriyas Taira is not a chiv everyone has to read. You have to hear Taira that's being said. Right? So the chaz is not being mighty you in the Kriya. The chaz is reading, you're listening. Your chiv is to listen, not to read, that he has to be mighty Shmei Kaina. So Meila. What?
Would it work with that as a Kataria?
No, of course not. It has to be from Zev Teret. That's part of Takana. It has to be from Zev Teret. You have to hear a Kriya. You have to hear a Kriya. If it's not from Zev, it's not Kriya's Taira. But the mitzvah is not that you have to read Kriya's Taira. It reminds you in Kriya. There's you have to hear. Oh, so Meila, you can say it like this. Say this. He said, so look at Marisha. So what's when we have Balkaira and the Ayla, right? So Ayla is the one that who has the chiyuv to read. He's making the brach. He has the chiyuv to read, right? So the Balkaira is like his shliach. So Meili says even though a cotton could get an aliyah, but the cotton can't be the Balkaira because it can't be a shliach. Meili like this. Look, a Ben Eretz Yisrael and we might see. A Ben Chutz La'aretz, Yom Tov Sheni. So there, he has no chi of Kriyas Taira B'chal. So merely he's not, he can't be about Shliach. If you're not, you can't be a Shliach. Mashen Kain, the Ben Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, since he has a chi of Kriya, so Meila, maybe you consider it a Shliach also. So, Al Kapanim, the this was Parsha Tzavim. So there's a pasuk, very important pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki mitzvah zayis, asher noichi mitzav chayayim, loy neflesim umcha, loy rechayki." This mitzvah, this obscure mitzvah, we don't know what is this mitzvah. It's not far from you. Loy b'shemayim, it's not in the himmel. Loy mar, Leimar, mi yalu on Hashemayim, who's going to go up there and get it for us? Bikachel onu, yashmi'einu, oisim nasenu. It's not me'ev el-yam. Loim em-yav el-onu, el-ev el-yam. Bikachel onu, yashmi'einu, oisim nasenu. Ki karoiv eilecha hadavar ma'oid b'ficha u'vav chalasai. It's very close to you. B'ficha u'vav chalasai. The Mechag is showing him, what is the mitzvah azayis? Rashi learns that it's going on mitzvah Talmud Torah, and we say loy b'shemayim is Rashi. Fascinating Rashi. Sheilu ha'isa b'shemayim. Ha'isa tzarech la'olis acharei olayim da. If it wasn't the shemayim, you'd have to go get it. You'd have to figure out a way how to get there. But no, loy me'vil yam. Torah is not given to the people that are busy traveling the seas to make money. Kikar lecha. Atayr nitnu lachem. I'm at the Gemara. It's not that Rashi didn't say that. The Gemara in Erevin says, "Kikar lecha atayr nitnu lachem b'ksav b'alpeh." So Rashi is going on the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Kidua, the famous Ramban. Ramban says that it's going on. The mitzvah of tshuva. Rabban, the Svarnoi, they learn that it's going in the mitzvah of tshuva. And Rabban says that everything they were saying over here, like b'shemayim, etc., is going on mitzvah of tshuva.
What makes him say this?
Because it's in... It's like this, because in the whole parasha is talking about tshuva. You read the psukim before, what does it say? Yeah, v'nasa shem akecha es kalolos ha'ela, etc. Ata tosha v'shemata, v'yisircha shem akecha chol meseh, yitzish makol shem akecha, lishma mitzvaysa. It's talking about tshuva over there. So the man says, this whole thing, ki mitzvah zayis, is levishmayinli, miyal, etc. It's talking about mitzvah tshuva. That's right. He mitzvah zayis ki al kol dergoy. Hanochin mitzvah zayis al tshuva neskeres. Ki vashivoyis al avecha. Yeah, if you psukim before pasuk aleph v'shachta l'shem elkecha pasuk beis mitzvah shi'tzav ayis anolas eskei. That's mitzvah tshuva. Now going back in that mitzvah zayis is lo yechayka. V'fichoch v'asayis is there ma'ur v'fichoch v'asayis like she's vadis avoyna v'savoyna avoyisam v'fiyem. V'yeshu blei v'shem. That's v'fichol vavcha means you have to. Vidui, that's mitzvah vidui. If mekabel, yeah, mekabel Torah, that's vavavoy. Mekabel to do it. The ma'isa could be that betzim. It's not these two. The really maybe it's not much of a stira. Whether it's talking about tshuva, when it's talking about Torah, because it's very very important. Ma'bit says. Very, very important. We the idea that he made tshuva was saying soon the Zeres made tshuva. El was also he made tshuva. So we really have to know what is tshuva. And there's a very, very important ma'bit, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of people don't know this, don't understand this. He says the ma'bit in the Sefer Beis Elokim in the Shara Tshuva Perek Aleph. And he says, people think that tshuva means you're doing tshuva. They shouldn't get punished. Yeah? Yeah, you want to get rid of the veir, so you shouldn't get punished. That's what tshuva is, you want to get rid of that veir. Says Ma'bit, if that's your kavanah for tshuva, you're not mekayem the mitzvah of tshuva. Says Ma'bit, what is tshuva? He says, when you do an aveira, besides that's an aveira, besides that's an, you did a bad thing and you get punished for it, there's also an idea that you went against the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem said not to, when you did it. You rebelled, you went against the Ratzon Hashem. And by going against the Ratzon Hashem, you created a distance. You distance yourself from Hashem. Because you're not listening to Hashem, you distance yourself from Hashem. The Meili says that tshuva has to be coming back, breaking those mechitzas, coming back to Hashem. That's Lashon of tshuva, you're returning to Hashem. The Meili says, we say in Shabbat Shuvah, the Navi, Kuli Machem Devarim Veshuvu El Hashem, Kleimar. Tshuvas l'mtiyah m'chuvenes l'ratzis is Hashem. The idea is you want to find favor in Hashem's eyes. You rebelled against him. You did an aveira, and like Rama says, before tshuva you're meruchet from Hashem. After tshuva you're niskar after Hashem. So the pshat, the yisayi of tshuva is that you want to get back. You want to get back that kirva and that closeness that you had to Hashem, and that is the essence of tshuva. He said, the Navi says, Shalom, the Roch is the Kar of Arma Hashem. The Roch is the guy that's the Baal of Eir, and the Kar is the guy that does Tshuva. So Meili says, the Ikka Tshuva is the Sheif to come close to Hashem. He says, the Kapar of the Averis, the not being managed of the Averis, that's secondary, that will come in Meila. If you miscarve yourself to Hashem, yeah, and get rid of the areas you want to scatter, but mainly it's not going to be an Einish. Now, it says, Kuli Machem, the Rabbi says, Kuli Machem Devarim, Beshuva El Hashem. So Chazal in a few places say, what's Kuli Machem Devarim? Which Diburim? Right? Well, we also have Diburim, Fethicha Vavavcha. Man says, it means Vili. Chazal say, the Medrash says, "Ain dvarim el divrei Torah." Shenemar, es hadvarim eile diber Hashem akol kalchem. Paskin in dvarim heyutes. Dvarim is Torah. It's chui machem dvarim. What does that mean? Torah. And the Medrash, that's the Sefri. The Medrash says, also the same idea. Chaim Balazin, the Nefesh Chaim says, "Ikli tshuva shleim amitis." Shehi me'ava, chut me'ava, he says, dafka ide esra tayra, kiroi. Yeah? It says in the Yob is, oye v'samoche. Ava, chut me'ava comes from ide tayra. And it says, where do you see that? We say it in the bracha of tshuva. What's the bracha of tshuva? In Shemar Esrei. Hashveinu avinu, the tayra secha. So how do you have Hachzirein Meshuvah Shleim Ofenecha? Al Yidei, Al Yidei the Torah. Please down Lashon HaZayir, incredible Lashon HaZayir. The Zayir says that Bnei Nash is Shrachik Mayraisa Rochum Mekut Shebrichu. Someone who's far from the Torah, Mamela, he's far from Hashem. Uman the Karav Leraisa. If you carve to the Torah, carve like Kodesh Bricha Baday. The way to get close to Hashem is a day to Torah. And he says, from Chaim Lajan, that Hare, how is the Shaykh, right? Or the person that's him, no, the Ral says, a person that's how can he miscarriage Hashem? How can a person miscarriage Hashem? Eish oichlu, how can a person miscarriage Hashem? Aidei, shtelling su to the Torah, aidei limina Torah, that's how you get close to Hashem. Why? Because the Torah is the Chratzen Hashem. The Torah is Ratzen Hashem. And if you misdabit to the Torah, so you're being misdabit to Ratzen Hashem. The only way that a person who's made his chamlis, his old guf, the only way a person could be miskarev to Hashem is only idei the Torah. Shokos reich mishkar chadu, because since the Torah is Rosh Hashem, idei miskarev to the Torah, miskarev to Hashem. Mela. Look at Rav Chaim Olsis, when you're learning, even though in Shardal he writes, you do it, that the Torah Lishma is for the sake of learning Torah, but even he holds that Torah is Dvei, because he writes, V'chavim l'zdabim l'mudim b'tarim b'bayim kutsh b'richu. Haynu l'zdabim b'chol k'chayis l'dvar Hashem zu halacha. U'b'zehu dovik bo yisparach man mishka v'yachol. If you misdabim to the Torah, says Nefesh HaChaim, that you're mizdabik mamish to Hashem. You're mizdabik mamish. Who is spark from Yisrael Echad? Like the Zarya says. And man and miskarev to the Torah is mizdabik kodesh b'richu. So Meila, we understand. Now we go back to the Mabit. Mabit tells us that what's tshuva? Tshuva is getting close to Hashem. Getting close to Hashem. And the Nevesh Chaim is telling us that Hashveinu avinu l'Sarasecha. Why is their ketshuva aidei Torah? Because how can you get close to Hashem? The only way you get close to Hashem is aidei Torah. When you mizdabek to the Torah, you are being mizdabek mamish to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You mamish being mizdabek to Zoreis and mamish mizdabek to Hashem. So Mela, that's the oimik over here in tshuva. That's the because that's why the Reb Chaim Volozhin says that the ikar tshuva is aidei Torah because. Only Torah he mizdabek to holy to Hashem, and zokim abit. What is tshuva? Tshuva is going back to Hashem. It's not about getting rid of averus. The averus just a chetimtza that makes that mechitza with you and Hashem. But tshuva is the scarves of Hashem. That's why there is Hashem imotza. That's why the series made tshuva. As I'll say, because Shmuel was motza. That's what it means. Because Shmuel was close here, it's easy to get the mizdabek to him. That's the idea, because that's what tshuva is. Tshuva is not getting rid of errors. Tshuva is getting close to Hashem. And Mela, so it's really not so shver that we learn both things. That mitzvah azayis is tired. Mitzvah azayis, it also means tshuva, because that's him, the two go hand in hand. You can't have tshuva without tshuva, you can't have tshuva without tshuva. Without tshuva. That's the mitzvah azayis, like Rabban says, is tired. Rash says, the mitzvah is tshuva. Rash says, tired. Because only a day tired, that's bamas and I can really come to tshuva.